What if I'm right and you are wrong?
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
What if I figured out that I did not belong? What if it always bothered me? What if I never did believe? Would it be wrong if I decided I should leave?
It would be wrong tonight if you decided to leave. Tim Rise Against, thank you for that. Coming back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, special episode tonight, trying to get as much relief as we can to Kentucky schools, Kentucky children, Kentucky parents. Great guests from the University of Kentucky in Lexington, Joni Mead, teachers Emmy Johnston, Macy Laswell were on to talk about how they have been responding, helping out. We've got some GoFundMe pages, Evan. We're going to get those up on the website there. And I'll just go over them again. The first one is gofund.me/61CCAABC is a place. And then Stuff the Busky, that's BUSKY.com/donate. Busted Pencils Facebook page has a link to how to help provide tornado relief. You can see that there. This is that time we want to step up and give help, because people in 90 seconds have nothing. And so however it is, we can get out there. And again, this is the kind of work that, you know, Busted Pencils, we always want to shine a light on the great things that are happening in our schools. Sometimes we want to shine a light on some of the things that need to be corrected. This time here, we're shining a light on educators doing what they do all the time, which is advocate, step up, and they are our first line community people who are there to pick up the pieces right away and start bringing things back together. So thinking about that, talking about that, it's just, you know, we forget and how quickly sometimes we are to demonize educators. And we're never going to do that here. And we're going to make sure that people don't. But to bring that forward and to say, this is the work. We're not just educating children in math and literacy. We're there for the whole families. And there's a perfect example. The number is 844-967-2789. You got a little bit of time left. You can give us a call, talk to us a little bit, share some comments. You know, if you have any ways of you want to talk about how we can help, we'd appreciate that. It's 844-967-2789. You know, Evan, you've had to have seen some of the video, whether it's from whatever news, and you just look at the devastation is, and people are saying is, you know, it literally looks like from a before and after picture, there's a town and then where did it go?
We have loved ones in Kentucky. I mean, we were watching it closely while it was happening and I'm still sort of in awe. I mean, this was devastating, everybody. This was bad. This was not good.
You know, and that's you think about, the magnitude of this one. That's the other one, is to look at it. You know, we're only talking about Kentucky. Other states were hit. Other people were hit. But the sheer size, and you talk about the size, and I think more and more, too, though, what people don't realize is how quick this happens. You know, listening to another person last night who said, you know, I think maybe it lasted 30 seconds.
Yeah, and the but sirens are not enough. You know,
yeah,
you're waiting to hear
that,
those sirens.
And within that 30 seconds, you know, he said he came out and looked outside and realized that the houses that were across the street were gone. They were, you know, and so I think that's the part, you know, we talk about this and you say, how quickly can everything go away? And here we are coming right up on the holidays, coming out of COVID, and wow, here's this disaster. But here again, though, too, to highlight the work of educators and recognizing that they are always going to be there to step in, provide some type of help. And so that's what we wanted the show tonight to be about, is particularly to get some help to the Kentucky. And it's not getting help to these teachers that we had out there. It's getting them the help so that they can go out and provide more help to their community. Macy and Emmy and Joni are fine. They just want to be able to do more. And so that's what we're looking at here is how do you help people who are on the ground who want to do more? You're saying, I'm in the state of Washington. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. I can't do anything. You can. You can do something. Joni and Emmy and Macy and hundreds of other educators are there on the ground ready to do. They're in the process right now. They need some articles to help them so they can go out and help. Yeah. And that's, you know, Evan, I mean, that's sometimes this is why we need this show is to say we can help. You know, we love education. We love our schools. We love our communities. Guess what? If we love our schools, we love our communities, then right now we're going to be helping the people in Kentucky. And right now we've just heard from three educators that are on the ground providing that type of relief. So how you can help. I know, Evan, you were going to say something there.
Well, just quickly here to touch on something that you mentioned at the end of your discussion with these educators, just how important they are. You guys here on Busted Pencils spend a lot of time lifting up that profession, lifting up educators, trying to get them a little bit of that spotlight, a little bit of that sunshine. I mean, There's not a better way to remind people how it's not just a place to send your kids so you can go to work. I mean, these are community servants in a way where servant, it doesn't do it justice. I mean, These people care so deeply about the communities they serve.
It sounds like you've been listening to this show for a while, man.
Yeah, just a little while.
No, that's it. And thanks, Evan, for that. Yeah, reminding people. I mean, yeah, these are teachers. They are absolutely educating your children. But when we understand that on top of that, they're there. They are there providing everything possible. And here's our example. Here in Kentucky, Macy, small newborn in a bathtub, protecting her newborn out of the tub, making sure, again, taking care of herself and her child, and then right away, making sure the kids that she works with, the families that she works with, checking in. Emmy, the same thing, right away, once she's fine, out there making sure so that we can do everything we possibly can to make the lives better. Thank you, everybody. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, back next week. And check out, go to those GoFundMe pages. See you next week.
And I hope Johnny made it home safe. Jeez, Alou.
Ah, really, right? He'll make it.
All right. It was good to see you again, man.
All right, Evan. Take it out. Later.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!